You're willing to stand out here and on a winter's day for an outdoor lobster roll?
Absolutely.
You have a line of about 100 people waiting in 30-degree weather to buy a lobster roll for like $15 or $18.
Obviously, there's a sort of a masochistic streak amongst foodies. DC deregulated to some extent in 2007, and that's allowed trucks like Red Hook to propagate around the city. Across the square, there's a pizza truck, there are cupcake trucks, there's a really, really good Korean taco truck.
How much stuff are you going to buy at the lobster truck?
10 lobster rolls and a couple of clam chowders.
Yo, are you bringing stuff back for your coworkers?
No.
We also have lobster chowder and hot cider. How's that?
If you sprinkle Old Bay spice in its eyes, can you stop a lobster dead in its tracks?
Probably.
A lot of regular restaurants in D.C. Are bothered by mobile trucks. Does it bother you?
Nope.
Which Washington bureaucrat looks the most like a lobster?
Maybe Henry Waxman?
Do you like the mayonnaise or the butter?
Mayonnaise.
Butter. Yeah. You have to have the butter.
Definitely butter.
Butter. Definitely.
Butter is better?
Yeah.
I think I might get one of each.
The lobster rolls cost like $15. Is that a stretch for lunch?
No.
I think, frankly, there would be a revolt if the city council was to try and crack down on lobster trucks and other roving food trucks in D.C.